In the day's other news, federal health officials sounded new warnings that public protests gripping the nation could worsen the COVID-19 pandemic. Dr. Deborah Birx, head of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, said testing is now more vital than ever.
I worry terribly about the peaceful protests. I see some wearing masks. I see some others not wearing masks. And so we are really trying to work with each of the mayors to expand testing availability over the next week or two so that the individuals who are involved in the peaceful protests can get tested.
The official count of COVID-19 cases in the U.S. has now passed 1.8 million, with more than 106,000 deaths. North Carolina's Democratic governor said today the pandemic means that the Republican National Convention planned for Charlotte in August must be scaled back. In turn, GOP leaders said they will begin visiting alternative cities. President Trump has insisted on a full-scale convention. This was the biggest day of voting since the COVID-19 pandemic began. 9 states and the District of Columbia held primaries. And while many voted in person, officials reported sharp increases in voting by mail. In the Democratic presidential race, former Vice President Joe Biden could win the delegates he still needs to clinch the nomination. The United States has deported an Iranian professor who was acquitted of stealing trade secrets. Cyrus Asghari was working with an Ohio university when he was jailed in 2016. A federal judge threw out the case last fall, but Asghari remained in jail while Iran and the U.S. argued over terms of his return. On Wall Street today, stocks rose for a third day as investors focused on economic recovery. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 267 points to close at 25,742. The Nasdaq rose 56 points, and the S&P 500 added 25. And Pro Basketball Hall of Famer Wes Unseld has died after a long series of health problems. He played 13 seasons for the team now known as the Washington Wizards, and he won the NBA title in 1978. Later, he served as coach and general manager. Wes Unseld was 74 years old.